USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Biden administration has been working on dealing with the situation at the southern border, where an influx of migrant children coming into the U.S. unaccompanied is overwhelming border facilities. Texas Governor Greg Abbott tells ABC it's a humanitarian disaster.
The Biden administration did not get prepared for what the floodgates would look like. And you're seeing it. You're seeing the Biden administration scramble, being incapable of dealing with the amount of the number of people coming across the border.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is now in India, where he's urging allies to avoid buying any Russian equipment to avoid sanctions. India is trying to buy a Russian air defense system. So far, they've only made one payment. Last year, the U.S. sanctioned Turkey for trying to buy the same system from Russia. This is USA Radio News.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the EV stocks boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot EV sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Here's just one example of what you can get with the information delivery system from Metals Industry Report. The electronic vehicles market could see a compounded annual growth rate of around 21.1% through 2026, turning into a multi-trillion dollar industry. Text tech to 48542 for more info on the EV market and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with your free subscription to the Metals Industry Report. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word tech to 48542. Text now to get your free subscription from Metals Industry Report. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Text the word tech to 48542. Text tech to 48542.
A massive 7.0 earthquake has shook Japan and triggered tsunami concerns. According to the Geological Survey, the earthquake occurred in the evening and the epicenter was about 16 miles just east of Ishinomaki, Japan. A tsunami advisory was in effect for portions of coastal Japan, but within 2 hours it was canceled. There are new rulings from a judge in Minneapolis as they work on jury selection to try the fired former police officer who's charged with murdering George Floyd. Judge Peter Cahill said he will allow a portion of police body cam video in Derek Chauvin's murder trial from a 2019 arrest of George Floyd. Also, they will have drug and medical evidence brought forth, which is similar to last year's arrest. The judge also saying,
I don't think there's any place in the state of Minnesota that has not been subjected to extreme amounts of publicity on this case.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
A new study may have found a simple way to combat COVID-19. USA's Dan Araki has more.
Researchers at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology's Department of Mechanical Engineering say that the virus may be vulnerable to ultrasound waves. Early tests show that the vibrations used in medical diagnostic imaging can cause the virus to rupture, collapsing its shell and possibly damaging the RNA inside. The scientists emphasize that their data is preliminary and that much more research is needed, but say the early results show the potential for something great in the current critical situation.
The Tokyo 2020 Olympic Organizing Committee said it won't allow overseas ticket holders entry into the Summer Olympic and Paralympic Games due to the pandemic. The committee already postponed the Olympics a year to July 23rd. The Tokyo and Japanese governments and the organizing committee in Tokyo informed the International Olympic Committee and the International Paralympic Committee during a virtual meeting of its conclusion to not allow overseas spectators. The organizing committee blamed the ongoing difficulties to stop the spread of the virus around the globe, and in particular, the emergence of the variant strains of the virus. Global travel restrictions also factored into the decision. Ticket holders from overseas will receive a refund and will be informed of the refund mechanism. The Olympic Games will take place July 23rd through August 24th. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.